Send it back.
Exactly.
I nigga, do you?
Please call David again, please, today.
All right, so I got to go get Joe.
What's it,
15 minutes from here?
Because I think it's like a charge every day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord, Jesus Almighty, God.
Not maybe every day, but there is like time. It adds up.
Check-in tomorrow on the app.
I'd be trying not to look in there.
When you send Reem or Kareem, they're the same person. Actually, let me give you my phone.
When you send him the call sheet, can you include your shot list?
Okay, Belly.
You should be keeping. I love it because you got abs and the world deserves to see them.
That's not my shirt fit right now.
It is, but I like it. You got to show the abs to the world, Melissa.
Out here doing it.
Yes. Fabulous. Thank you, sir.
We're going to go around the world. Okay. We're going to go around the world. It's a stack day.
Is it?
Shona.
Shona, I know you're going to make it. I'm going to
extension
try.
Is now until November 16th. Because come on, the Lord I serve.
What number?
Any good?
God is taxes? So good. Because let me tell you who ain't done nothing.
Not a nail, nothing. We've been stressing about it for 3 months.
Like, everybody. To push it. Push
what they were just like, man, don't worry about taxes this year. We know it's tough.
Mm-hmm. Actually,
you know, life is different because when I was young, tax time was the best time. Well, now tax time is the worst time.
Absolute worst.
Man, we used to get lit though.
Refunds used to be good.
We used to get $5,000-$6,000.
When refunds existed. Now it is like they're like, so you remember?
Well, I mean,
Trump refund.
What was it? A credit per kid, 15 Honda. I said, man, Zay and JoJo, y'all done earned your keep.
Well, I just found out one of my friends is a tax preparer. And so I want to pay her to just sit down with me and Marcus and explain everything. Because my CPA doesn't explain anything, so I don't know what the hell we're doing.
For sure.
And I don't like that.
We used to go to H&R Block, and they used to give us a little car. Remember, Liz? You want it on the car? We're going to take 10%. Send it the check. We want all our percents.
Send it all. Man,
they will capitalize on you needing that bread right away.
Yeah.
Nah, we was tax return one time. It might, like, me... That was when I had two roommates. We all got our tax return check. Let's go to the mall. My boy Reese must have been set right. Because we up in, look, at the time, we up in Macy's spinning bands. We get to the, I mean, we all got like, I got clothes thrown over my shoulder. This is just the first stop. We get to the cashier. He said, put y'all stuff down. I got it.
Oh,
that's when you know.
Uncle Sam done blessed you.
Like, he was like, yeah, I got it. Don't even worry about it.
Uncle Sam done blessed him.
I ain't going to argue with you.
You ain't
like
got to tell me
that's fast for a refund check.
He did it with me. He didn't do it with the other markets.
With the other markets.
That nigga was cheap.
At the top of the year when everybody will
live?
Get. Oh, not the top. Yeah.
He don't watch.
Yeah, we're live. At the top of the school year, when you would get your refund check from your student loans or from your Pell Grants.
That was like a double return.
We would go to the mall. That's when I could get a pair of jeans from Express. That's all I could afford.
I remember the first time I got a tax refund, it was like $1,200, $1,300. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time I had more than $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately went to Portland and bought a $500 bass guitar and was never back over $1,000 four more years.
Oh, yeah. No, the refund checks from school were just chef's kiss.
I remember we was saving our rent money. We had to take somebody each check, set it to the side.
I sure did. I still do that. Oh, actually, I don't do it anymore. But it wasn't up until very recently that I didn't split my bills in that way.
Remember the electric? We had to put something on it
every
time? Every
bill, I would average how much they would cost, and I would put half every paycheck. So I wouldn't get one bill.
Responsible.
Because you stress me up. Yeah. Getting an electric, and they would do like your electric, water, trash all together. Getting
that bill
an $800 bill. I can't do that.
That's like property taxes here. One time, the last house, they weren't compounded inside of our mortgage payment.
Oh, my God.
I would get diarrhea twice a year. From that.
It was ridiculous.
From that. Because
that's what escrow's for, man.
Seriously. Well, and we didn't know until we were signing the papers.
Yeah.
And I was like, hold on.
We already went in with our mortgage is going
to
be this.
And actually, I think it's a trick.
Like you have to leave these papers.
It is. Because they always tell you this is your estimated, da, da, da. It's never on point, though.
No.
It's always under to get you approved. And it's like, y'all been doing mortgage for how long? Y'all know this area too well. Yeah. Like, don't do
that. They want to take your money and then get it foreclosed and then take the house back and sell it.
Yeah, they were like, well, if we compound it, you have to come to the table with more money. This is after they already screwed us and we were having to find money out of no place. I could have fought both of those men that we dealt with. Instead, my hair fell out.
Patreon, y'all got a full day.
I'll show you. My hair will fall out instead.
Yes, that's what I was showing up to people's jobs, though. Hot. Pissed. I was like, why cop? They were like...
All right, I'll show you what. I'm about to cry.
Yeah. They were like, do you have an appointment? They were like, do you have an appointment? I said, I sure do. They were like, he knows he's expecting you. He should. But the way he didn't mess up.
From the way I got off that damn phone, he was expecting me.
Now that I'm here, it's right now. He should be expecting me. Get him now before I have to go back there.
Man, leave me alone, Josh.
That was the worst basketball shot ever.
How am I supposed to shoot? What am I?
An
Avenger shoot around the corner?
Yes.
You should have shot with the left. You should have shot with the left.
If you were on Tubi, you would have made it.
If you were on Tubi, it would have went up.
I was going to say.
Tubi,
it would have came back and brought me some more trash for me to get both of them.
That's Chris Bridges.
Yeah, they said you already
got it. Now I get it. Now I
Chris Bridges. Make that a thing.
I tried. Nobody laughed.
Because now I get it. I didn't.
You didn't get that?
No, he did it earlier, and he was like, because Chris Bridges is
and they put tomatoes in the chat when I tried it earlier.
Oh, y'all trash. That was a good one.
See, man.
Because it's ludicrous.
That's why I love you, Mark.
Chris Bridges. Oh, that's going to be a thing.
I'm going to get it going.
Fast and the Furious.
The most recent
one? The one with
Jason Momoa?
The most recent one? It's fantastic.
Oh, I ain't seen it.
It's freaky.
Hold on. Let me be Angel. Why you go watch this now without me? Well, damn it. Just because I ate chocolate.
This summer was the best summer of
it
movies.
Was. He was the best addition
all
since
of
The
my
Rock.
Life. No, oh my God, it was freaking fantastic. I enjoyed it so much.
We watched so many movies that we enjoyed.
Y'all seen that too?
I was trying to tell you. Angel told you every time I was about to say
I was like, Marcus.
This motherfucker was big as shit.
Yes. You had a full chicken leg in your mouth.
God dang.
A turd.
That was a Snickers bar in between my teeth, huh?
You doing your turkey?
Yeah, fried turkey.
Y'all gonna be in
yeah, y'all ain't gonna be here.
Y'all
get out of here.
Be somewhere phenomenal.
We gonna be here.
Melissa shakes her head, but I don't believe you. She's like, we're not going. Melissa be going nowhere.
Let me tell Miss U-turn over here. That's
what I did. Aubrey, keep listen. All this.
Nah, Melissa started. Be big. Nah, hey y'all, let's go do this. Y'all, we ain't going no more. Yeah, we gonna be here for Thanksgiving.
We being here.
Chad, we gonna be in Egypt.
Yes, that's exactly. We see, what happened was.
That's probably me that mentioned.
First of all, I need y'all to be on my level, okay? I need y'all to be invested. Man, this show's stupid.
No, this season.
They heard you, Melissa.
I know, I'm actually
pissed about it. Like, we're gonna give you the worst.
I looked up the production company because I'm gonna care. I'm writing them a letter.
They Chris Bridges for real with these episodes.
They did what?
It's Chris Bridges. Yes, I like it.
Chris Bridges.
It's just going to be y'all in this. It's going to be the balls.
The thing that frustrates me.
Hold on. Hi, everybody. Hello, everybody. Yeah, welcome to the Balls Beautiful Podcast. My name is Melissa. We're reviewing the show Sister Wives Season 18, Episode 8. Drawn Lines in the Sand, Battlefield Lines. It's something like that was the title. I don't remember. I didn't write it down. I should have. Did not. But it's something about drawing lines in the sand. What's your name?
My name is London England. You can find me at kevonstage.com, the Palladium, this Sunday at 8 p.m. English time. God save the king.
Hi.
Shut up, man.
The Crown comes back on today, and I'm finna watch.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Hello. I'm Angel.
Shut up, man.
You angel.
The Raptress. Hopefully Grammy nominated. All right. What are you?
I'm Tanksley, old boy that used to work at Subway and hook all his family and friends up with free sandwiches.
We love it. My cousin did that too, but he worked at Blimpie's.
Man.
Angel, if you don't get nominated, you can be Grammy submitted.
Hold up.
They can't take that away from
come
you.
Come on. Show somebody people.
I fed a whole family reunion.
On free Subway?
Yes.
You didn't get fired?
They came up in that.
You probably should have.
They came. I ended up quitting before they found out. Let out. Oh,
I see.
They came up in there.
Being in high school is friends at a place and walking in and be like. And they'll be like.
Look, it was on a Sunday with nobody in there. And the lady that I knew, she walked up in there and she was like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna get a couple of like party size ones for, you know, family with just a bunch of foot longs. I was like, I got you.
But
no,
did you know her?
Oh, you just.
Yeah, I knew her.
I was about to say, you were really just Robin Hood.
Oh, no. I knew her. I lined themselves out. I went to town. I said, I've been sitting here 3 hours, ain't did nothing.
Do y'all remember when Subway was making sandwiches and they was cutting a triangle out the top?
Yes.
What was that about?
To get it deep.
Man, cut it regular. I don't want no doggone Lego sandwich. I feel like
they used to give you more food that way.
Nah, man. I felt like it was weird. A weird way to make a sandwich. Yes. Cut it.
Triangle out the top.
It was like a three-year period where that was cut.
They used to carve out the bread, but it was specifically when you would get like the Philly cheesesteak.
Yes.
Oh, no. You're supposed to let that meat spill out the side.
I need to like it.
It's all in the wrapping. You got
to
wrap it right. It's like
that was signature
Subway. See, because they didn't smoke weed. That's the only reason they did it.
I got us ready for a picnic here recently, and I've never worked at Subway, but I feel like I would give a worker.
Angel made some gourmet sandwiches.
I would
love a good gourmet sandwich.
Oh, I put herbs and spices on the sandwich.
Man, herbs and cheese is my bread. Kid,
give me that pillow.
That pillow?
Give me that pillow. This is the kids trying to eat these subs.
They were big.
They pulled out.
I was like, yeah, come on, get to the meat. Little Amar, his poor little mouth was all sore because it was such a big sandwich.
They was
sandwich.
Burying their face in them sandwiches.
I got some good...
I'm a fake.
Huh?
I got some good bread from the bakery. Yeah, I didn't.
We
were
talking about that
bread.
Cheesecake Factory bread. The two best sandwiches I ever had was the Cheesecake Factory brown bread sandwich and a Hawaiian sweet bread made. They made sandwich bread one time, and they made burger bread too. I think they still do.
You know what?
They do. They make hot dog bread.
They make hot dog. Dog, I had a brat on a Hawaiian sweet bread. I said, "Bro, God is real."
Sometimes it be a little too sweet for me though. Sometimes
it depends on what type of meat it is.
I haven't had the pretzel bun.
I've had it at
much.
You call it?
Yeah, I had it at
Wendy's.
I hate pretzels.
But you know what though? This episode is sponsored by ShipStation, Rocket Money, Curology, and Lumi. Mm-hmm. That's what you.
I thought we was transitioning right into it.
Hello.
Oh, is that the drink, the food that you got?
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
He seems.
Look, Rafferty's got that cinnamon bread.
No, you should be able to get right out. Go out the
10
way
minutes.
You came.
It's a 10-minute thing. Is it 20? Shut up, man.
If
he
not, tough
so
shit.
Agitated. He was he like, did. Ah. Did your phone ring or something?
Nah.
They don't never want to pay the parking. You ain't even paid it yet. This is just the idea that I might have to pay. It's frustrating.
Oh, did you know I had to kind of let go of one of the drivers.
Finally.
Norm? Oh, shoot. Take that out. That was so visceral.
Damn, okay.
Aubrey, take it out.
Take it out.
Greg never listens when I say take it out.
Oh, he's like,
Greg do not listen to the
Greg, matter of fact, repeat it.
Greg, in the comments like, Greg did not take that. Josh, you did not take it out.
I know,
too.
Josh. I'd be like, Josh, don't leave that in here. And sure enough, Josh, don't leave that in here.
Greg, for sure, don't take it out.
We had some problematic episodes on Let Us Tell It. And that's when I took over. I said, we about to get canceled, Greg. I'm editing. Moving forward.
But yes.
That wasn't even offensive. That was just, look, trans woman. Look.
Oh, that thing was so funny.
That was me actually trying to be respectful.
I feel like that's all we do
you
every
You told
episode.
The man, don't send him no more?
Finally.
I texted him yesterday. I said, don't you ever send this person to come get me ever again.
I think he might be gone because
he does it on occasion, but I too have told him.
I think it's like he is down to nobody.
And that's the reason why it took me so long to even do it. But he pissed me off. So
I said, the next time.
If it's only him, I will Uber.
I told Angel, the next time I order a car and he comes, I'm going to cancel and take a Uber. Nah, don't just leave.
You know what? Now that the car's here, I'll drive. You move over.
I said, let me drive. Please let me drive.
When I have to say stop talking to me and just drive, that's a problem.
Well, you shouldn't turn around and look at people in the back
seat. I have
been
in the car, like, asking him a question, and he'd be like, huh? Don't just ignore my question. Actually, just don't answer.
That's why. We were arguing. I said, stop talking to me and just driving. He was quiet after
Shut
that.
Shut up, man. I told him that.
Okay.
I want you to just know more.
Shut up, man.
Hold on. Hey. No. Josh, you mind like handing me some of that, please?
All right, let's get started.
Can
we do an ad yet? What time is it?
Hold on.
Are you putting that stuff at the top? The other stuff at the top? Oh, okay. I wasn't sure.
Again? Did we already do one?
No,
that was an opening.
Oh, yeah. No. We leave it in at the top, Aubrey.
Okay, bet. And you know what else we going to leave in at the top?
at the top of our list of being e-commerce owners of businesses, okay, is ShipStation. Okay? Because we trying to grow these businesses and we trying to save time and headaches. Whoo! And the calm before the storm is right here before the holiday season. But you can be prepared. You can prepare your e-commerce business for the holiday rush now just by using ShipStation. Whether you're shipping from your house or warehouse, ShipStation can help you increase your profitability. Save time automating your shipping and returns in the ShipStation dashboard and keep costs down with industry-leading carriers discounts while your holiday orders roll in. Aubrey, you can cut out this interruption. Okay, so let me tell you about a time that we didn't use ShipStation. Usually they want you to tell you about a time when you did. I'm going to tell you how it ruined. I'm talking about ruined what Angel was trying to do.
Ruined.
Our whole fulfillment got messed up. The shipping costs were wrong. Had we been using ShipStation, that would not have happened because you know why? They're going to give you the best price. You're talking about Fortune 500 price for shipping so that your little business can benefit from what big businesses get. And then they automate so many things. So that, you know what automation helps do? It helps erase some of the human error that happens when people don't know what they're doing, right? ShipStation really does save you time, and it does save you a lot of the painstaking effort that happens when you're trying to figure out shipping, trying to figure out if you're sending out things with the right postage on it. So you can easily automate shipping tasks, manage orders in one simple dashboard, manage print labels, compare rates, optimize every shipment, and automate delivery notifications. You can simplify and automate your shipping no matter how big your business grows. ShipStation robust automation and reporting makes scaling easy. And as your business grows, you can save thousands of costs on shipping. And it's the industry-leading discounted rates from USPS, UPS, DHL, and Global Post. Get discounts up to 84% off USPS and UPS rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce business with ShipStation, and 98% of those companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Set your business up for the holiday season success with ShipStation. Go to ShipStation.com, use code TBTB today and sign up for free for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code TBTB.
TBTB. All right, episode 9. It is called, I just pulled it up, Battle Lines Are Drawn. First things first, let's start from a couple things from last week. Number one, the documentary you guys recommended, Kevin and I watched on LuLaRoe.
We sure did.
Why y'all say something?
I totally forgot we watched that whole thing.
Me and Josh.
No, that's Vic Vape.
No. Last week.
Oh, yeah. Did I?
Yeah, last Thursday you told us that you and Melissa watched it.
All four episodes randomly that day.
Yeah.
Yes. We so did.
Tell the peoples.
Is it Mary?
Yes.
She is a liar.
Hello?
Mary.
There's no reason to have that business issue.
Oh, that one.
I tried to tell you.
And also, LuLaRoe has the ugliest clothes I've ever seen in the history of God's green earth. The fact that company made billions of dollars.
And they're still making money.
So you know what LuLaRoe basically is? I hope you've seen this TikTok. You can imagine it. Actually, you know, you remember Miss Frizzy?
No.
From Magic School Bus, the teacher?
Yes.
It is her clothes. It is like the leggings, one thing, a shirt, another thing. It's like your artistic teacher, kind of zany. It's the worst thing ever. They was making terrible leggings, ugly, and then they was leaving them outside. Mm-hmm. And the sun was damaging them, and they'd be all moldy, basically shut up and sell these leggings.
People would be like,
we can't sell these legs. There's really? Like mold
they would
eating it.
Send their clothes with holes, moldy, smelling nasty, bad, whatever, to their wholesalers, retailers.
Yes.
Their retailers is a better word. And then wouldn't refund them when they would say, like, hey, this arrived. Damage, it would arrive moldy, it arrived with the hole, it arrived yada, 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 and they would be like...
Oh, from being in storage.
Yes.
Oh, I thought
they were growing so fast, they were storing the shirts outside in L.A., just in huge bins, and they'd be like, can I get a refund? And they'd be like, shut up, man. We're not giving you no refund.
You are Chris Bridges.
Yes, he is. Then
it's funny.
And then they implemented a refund policy that they said would last forever. No expiration date, no rules, no yada, yada, yada. And then decided, that's not really what we meant. We're going to end it right now. And they weren't honoring people's refunds. Like, it was just, like, people were going into foreclosure because essentially you have to buy.
Yep.
Like, they're the business inventory. That their retailers, their sellers are their customers.
Like I said, it's home interior, it's Avon.
They literally listen every other MLM you've ever heard of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
First of all, some of those I did not realize were. The only one like they didn't show was Tahitian Noni.
Yeah.
And Melaleuca. They used to be selling those in Washington. Well, the difference,
because, you know, we got Melaleuca. You don't buy your inventory on Melaleuca.
Listen, this was, and we all been through this. I don't know about you, Marcus, but I don't mean Melissa and Angel talking about it. This is Vector Knives, but it works.
If you Knives out of high school.
I was on an interview.
You ain't got it out the mud.
That weird time between you don't know if you're going to go to college, but maybe you are, but you haven't quite figured out a job and you don't run a real job because you are about to go to college. If you didn't sell knives, I don't know what you were doing during that time.
I don't know what you cutting in your kitchen. Martin, but you would never cut a penny.
Or a pipe.
You would never.
I need to cut pennies all the time. I'd be like, this, I think it should be a half.
I'm
going to
tell you though, right now with 40-year-old Melissa, somebody who's selling Vector, give me a knife.
First of all,
the way I go through knives and how dull they go, if your child is selling Vector, email me because I'm going to buy it.
I remember me and Melissa was in the
Melissa, I'm going to sign up with Vector. Just sell you a set.
The Vector interview. And the Vector people, first of all, they didn't tell you you're going to sell knives. The they had a poster that was like $18 an hour.
Yes, yes.
And remember, we saw it in college. We were like, nigga, $18?
That was making like dollars.
$7.25 or something like that.
Talk about it.
Like KFC.
That was selling butt prices.
Yes. Mm.
So we go to the interview and we like, we in the waiting room. We like, what is the job for? They're like, don't worry, man. We're going to tell you when you get inside. Mm. We got a little time.
Well, I mean, we went in there full on. It's so funny
because it could not happen today. Yeah. Like, the boys probably never going to fall for Vector knives because we own them as parents. Boy, they give us through this whole thing. And I remember in my head, I was like, I need to buy my own. Why do I need? Y'all don't have one pair for us? And why do I need a whole set? I just can have a display knife and I'll cut the penny. They was like, nah. In order to work here, you have to buy the knife.
But the true red flag is that we went in with a group and it was like, you're all hired. Yeah. Wait, what? Wait,
why are we all?
How are we all?
I am a criminal. You haven't checked anything.
Right. Hold on, Marcus.
How much of the knife? They were like $500. Nigga, why do you think I'm here? Obviously, I don't have $500. And you want me to spend the $500 I don't have on knives?
Yes.
And I can't even sell my own set? I'm going to be able to sell one knife to me.
It's the same one as Vector, and what's the other one?
Cutco.
They just said that it's Cutco.
Oh, yeah. They're so Cutco. No, it wasn't Vector. I don't know which one it was, but I went on this random-ass interview. I don't even remember how I found out about this interview.
They got us all.
I walked up in there, ran to my boy Chris. You know Chris.
Yeah.
Chris Bridges?
No.
Christopher Reeves.
It wasn't him either.
I know.
Anyway, we get in there. We said, he was like, oh, you heard about it? I'm like, yeah. Look, we both got our slacks on. Got my shirt, tie, all that stuff, right? You know Chris straight out of church. You know he just left church. We walk in there. They do the whole presentation. I'm like, I'd be damned. They got me. So we walk out. Chris look at me. So you going to do it?
No, boy. Shit. No. He didn't figure out what was happening.
Listen,
I was so mad they gave us a doggone timeshare presentation.
I was mad at him.
And not even a free weekend trip to Vegas.
Chris, we got to throw hands right here in this parking lot for you asking me this.
My best friend Erica, this is after me and Nina got
Erica's still selling knives.
No, my best friend Erica, she actually sold us it. They gave her a check for like $13.
I'll fight her.
I thought
you got the whole amount of the knives.
No. How did they eat cat? No, when I tell you, she was so heartbroken. She was in tears. She was like, I only got a check for the
You still got to pay FICA.
You know how many days you spent trying to sell the one set?
I said, I told you not to do that damn job.
the thing that blew my mind, I was like, me, Melissa, I think Aunt was there.
All of us, my sister, I said, we were all there.
I said, man, we all know the same people.
And then all of them are broke as well.
And my parents ain't spending no...
Don't nobody got no disposable income for no knife?
Let me...
Hold up, man. They don't automatically include the nuts and shit?
I got some over here.
They do.
I got some over here.
Punk bastards, let me...
Oh, no,
sometimes Starbucks will trip on you and they don't include it.
Oh, when they don't include the blueberries, I'll take it back.
That's the time that you pop the trunk.
Oh, you man. Got your. They only got the.
That's what I wanted. I
think prepaid legal came out. Remember that too. I didn't.
Man, know. My boy was on prepaid
legal.
My boy did prepaid legal. He said he had 5 or 6 speeding tickets in a month. He's like, I just handed over to my attorney.
You get the prepaid legal. You ain't never gonna have to get a speeding ticket. I said, I'm black, boy. They come like, boy, shut up.
Boy, what's gonna happen when I get my ass whooped by the police? Is prepaid legal gonna be able to do something?
I got another problem. It's police brutality.
At our first house, though, our next door neighbors. The daughter was so sweet, and she was like, hey, Angel, I wanted to see if I could talk to you about something. Yeah. And I was like, okay, sure.
No way.
She came over there with that damn knife set and rolled it out. I said, oh, God.
Let me stop you right here, Chief.
Yes. Let me stop you.
Been here.
Yeah, shut up.
And she couldn't even cut the metal. Her hands weren't strong enough. I said, this, I know it'll cut through it.
We buy our knives at Ross.
Angel did the demonstration for it. You're supposed to hold it like this.
You're supposed to curve around the penny.
No, listen, the infomercial commercials, I don't know why I was so impressed. They threw a tomato up and it was all this chic. I said, dang.
Marcus man, was watching those when he was sick and was like, no, see.
Man, I was laying up in there, COVID it up. Who is it? Granite stone knives. And they got skillets too.
Oh, yeah, he was like, babe.
It's 4 layers, Kevin.
I'd be falling for that stuff.
I was sitting there like,
40-year-old me, I am here for upgrading
a good knife set.
Give it to me today.
First of all, them knives are sharp as hell because somebody we know got them knives.
My mother Gensu, definitely did
remember
Prime
Gensu
America.
Commercials?
Uh-huh. No. Angel's mama got granite stone knives.
America too. You know who?
Your mama got granite stone knives and they sharp as hell.
Anthony's wife, ex-wife.
What is Primerica, though? Is it insurance?
That's exactly what
insurance?
It is.
Insurance?
Mm-hmm. My mother used to have people at the house. And I was like, what is this, a prayer
room? She sure did.
The difference, the my thing mama about Little Road, like Mary Kay is, what does MLM stand for?
Multi-level marketing.
We was had a show in Dallas one time, and they was having a Mary Kay convention.
Mike Lewis convention. Mason.
Boy, I ain't never seen so many pink Cadillacs. I didn't even know you could do that.
Back in the 90s, though, I used to actually see those cars like on the street.
And that's like Mary Kay Pink.
No, they all up in Lexington, Kentucky.
But you don't realize that you're leasing that car, and if you don't hit a certain minimum, you have to pay for it.
I didn't know that.
Out of that money.
They on the Lula Road documentary, the lady had got 2 trucks, 2 Suburbans. Mm-hmm. When she was up, and when she was down, it was like, who got 2 Suburbans? Mm-hmm. Give me them doggone keys. She was like,
at least they took away the car. For some, they don't take away the car. You are stuck with the
payment. You're just stuck
with
the payment. But I don't think LuLaRoe gave her that car. I think she bought the car.
Yeah. Also, Melissa was saying this, and the ladies unfortunately didn't figure it out until it was too late on the LuLaRoe. You are the customer.
Correct.
Not the actual, that you think you, that ain't even consignment.
No. Mm-hmm.
That's a worse deal than drugs. You had to pay in full.
Mm-hmm.
You can't return unsold merchandise. No. You can't even pick out the items to sell.
No.
Give you stuff.
Yeah, that's was wild for that.
Multi-level marketing. When you are the one holding the inventory, that means you took on all the risk.
Sure enough.
So that's what happens with Mary Kay. A lot of these women that move up in tiers, it's not that they have more customers. They have more inventory.
And that's exactly what they were saying on the thing. The people, and it's harder to move up the later you enter. The people that are at the top entered very early. So they have, hard. The people on the bottom, I think they said like 90% of those people, 80% don't have people under them.
Mm-hmm. They are the customer. But also, them clothes was ugly.
That's the part that's crazy.
Knives cut.
When I was selling drugs, you always got to choose what you sold.
Come on and tell us.
Come on, baby. But that's the thing about LuLaRoe. Listen, this is what they got to at least say about, what's that? What's we got? Melaleuca? At least them products work. Them products work great.
What is Melaleuca anyway?
You know who used to sell that?
Everything.
Yep. They sell, but it's everything. It's like Walmart.
We sell
it. Like toothpaste.
They added stuff. That's the toothpaste we brought.
No, the toothpaste, mouthwash, deodorant. Cleaning product. First of all, them cleaning products work better than anything.
And they're like clean, aren't they?
Yes.
It's clean. It's natural. Yeah. We had a shower. We thought the shower had designs in it. No. Nothing else was cleaning the shower. We used that Melaleuca and it cleaned it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you where Melaleuca's trash. Talk about it. You know, you get their lotion. Their lotion works great. It's like Eucerin, but
he
better.
Just filmed this out.
Because y'all know I complained about my eyes burning. Apparently, the face lotion I was using got suntan lotion in it. Burned my sunscreen. Eyes. I said, I need sunscreen. I need to go back to my Melaleuca because it's good for me. Good for my skin. But you buy the lotion, you got to get the little pump.
Yeah.
Buy that separate.
Oh, I hate that.
It's stupid.
Buy the pump then, separate?
Yeah. Ew. So I had an empty bottle, a smaller bottle of the lotion that CeraVe. I was using the CeraVe. So I dumped the rest. It had just had a little bit in there. I get the rest of it out. The CeraVe is 16 ounces. The Melaleuca is 20 ounces. I said, well, I'll just fit in here what I can and just use the CeraVe pump. Why did that whole entire 20-ounce bottle of Melaleuca fit and still had more room in the 16-ounce?
I just realized what you've been saying. I've been saying CeraVe.
That's how you've been pronouncing CeraVe.
1,000.
Hold on. CeraVe was what, Cam? Say it.
I said, wait, oh, I see that in CVS. I didn't know that's how that was. I was like, who is CeraVe? Is that Sarah Lee's cousin? She sells lotion and Sarah Banks.
Come
I've never
on.
Said it out loud.
I got something.
I realized y'all all knew what he was
You know that
about.
Challenge that everybody's doing? The word that you mispronounce and it still haunts you as an adult? I'm about to post it. I think I told y'all on here. Mine was derriere.
What'd you say?
Diarrhea. I was reading a script with Angel.
He was helping me audition for ER.
Said, and he's got a nice diarrhea. And I was like, that ain't what that word is.
I'm gonna tell you, the first time I seen the word hors d'oeuvre spelled out,
first of all, no, hors d'oeuvre is a devil.
I didn't know the word was French. I said, what is hors d'oeuvre? Hors d'oeuvre?
Hors d'oeuvre is crazy.
What are you talking about, hors d'oeuvre?
When I was a kid.
The English language is stupid.
That's French.
When I was a kid.
But we say it.
When I was a kid, my daddy has a plaque. You can't tell me that Colonel is spelled the way the fucking is.
My Colonel? God.
There's no way.
There's no way.
Colonel.
Colonel.
Yes. Every time I used to go to KFC and see Colonel Strips, Melissa said, customer said, let me get the Colonel's.
I used to hear it all the time.
Colonel Strips.
I used to hear it all the time. Oh my God.
When I tell you, when Marcus was hitting me with the he has a nice diarrhea, I was like, I'm not going to be able to do the audition because that's all I'm going to hear when I'm in the room.
Then I correct. As soon as I said it, I was like, this ain't right. After I even figured it out, I couldn't go back to derriere.
Marcus, I am going to not get this part because I'm going to be sitting here laughing.
Yeah, she got it.
That was my first big role.
That's hilarious because it's set in your soul.
Yeah, I was like, this diarrhea is killing me. So are these subscriptions that I keep forgetting about, okay? Because listen. When they be when you be getting these little subscriptions that they're like try it for free for 7 days, and then 7 months pass.
I feel like that's part of their business plan.
It absolutely is.
Well, they'll forget about it. Don't email them nothing. Don't even tell them you took it out. No. Just be quiet.
They just like we just want to hurry up. It is terrible. And listen, the holidays are coming up. You need to save all that money. So that's why you need Rocket Money. Because are your subscriptions draining your wallet? Probably. Because you shouldn't have them.
I got 6 refunds in my account right now.
Do you?
From using Rocket Money.
Come on,
man. I said, hold on. Where's this money come from? Oh, Rocket Money's canceling them subscriptions.
Come on, because Rocket said, you don't need it. Let's get to it. The average person has around 12 paid subscriptions, and they might not be remembering subscribing to half of those. I don't even going to tell you what the Tanks's got over here. And you already know the Fredericks's. They be
quadruple hours.
It was embarrassing. I don't even want to say it out loud. It was so bad.
Kevin could have had 8 more employees.
Right.
Intern for show could have got paid.
If you have no idea how much you're spending each month, you need Rocket Money. It is a great app that tracks all of your expenses so you know exactly where your money is going. Listen, this will probably blow your mind because it surely blew ours. Over 80% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about. Like, do you understand how many free trials you've probably just think back. Think back about all the AI little apps that you got because you want to see what you look like in high school. You want to see what you look like if you were a character in an HBO dragon theme series. Listen, you need to cancel that. And that's why we're such a big fan of Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. Most people think they're spending around $80 on their subscriptions, when it, in reality, the number is closer to $200. Woo! Wow. When you sign up for so many things, the streaming services you use to watch one show and free trials that that you didn't forget about, you easily lose track of what you're paying. With Rocket Money, you can easily cancel the ones that you don't want with just a press of a button. No more long hold times or annoying emails with customer service. Rocket Money does all the work for you. You can even negotiate to lower your bills with Rocket Money by up to 20%. All you got to do is take a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money also lets you monitor all your expenses in one place, recommends custom budgets based on your past spending, and they'll even send you a notification when you've reached your spending limits. With over 3 million users and counting, Rocket Money customers have saved an average of $720 a year. Stop wasting your money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and manage your money the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/bald.
Bald.
That's rocketmoney.com/bald. Bald. rocketmoney.com/bald.
Bald.
And as my girlfriend Liz comes in here, I'm going to tell you about Curology.
Curology.
Listen, all of us up here in the bald and the beautiful. Mm-hmm,
every single last one of us.
While we are all beautiful, we all have different skin. Okay? Mm-hmm. Kevin glows from the inside like a golden child. Melissa, she has this wonderful skin that she just keeps well nourished,
have to work at it,
manicured, and all that stuff. Marcus, he has great skin that he sometimes burns his eyes with his moisturizer. And then there's me that gets a random pimple here or there and then allows it to scar her face. So what does that tell you? We don't all need to use the same skincare products, okay? That's why I like Curology. Curology makes personalized prescription skin care products, okay? It's all about knowing what your concerns are, right? Whether it's about acne, whether it's about anti-aging products, that you want the things that really work, and you want to take the guess out of the skincare, simplifies your skincare routine with Curology. I'm going to tell you one more time because I want you to understand. Curology makes personalized prescription skincare products. Curology treats a variety of skincare conditions, including acne, clogged pores, fine lines, dark spots, and rosacea. A licensed dermatology provider will prescribe you with personalized formula that addresses your specific skin concerns and skincare goals. Curology custom formulas use a combination of three clinically researched ingredients, making it more effective than non-prescriptive cleansers, moisturizers alone. Okay, cleansers and moisturizers alone. No need to hassle with in-office appointments. Curology is all online. It's easy. Just fill out a quiz about your skincare, share photos, and after consultation with your provider, your provider will prescribe a personalized formula based on your skin's unique needs. 93% report effective with the over 9,000 five-star reviews, okay? Products are shipped directly to you, to your door. And if you have questions or need guidance, your Curology dermatology provider is there to help you. Now, get up to 6 skincare products free, up to a $52 value with free shipping and a no-cost consultation with a licensed dermatology provider when you go to Curology.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
Go to Curology.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
For this free offer, that's Curology.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
Prescription products are excluded from the free product offer. Applies only to your first box, subject to consultation. New subscribers only. See Curology.com for full details.
Very good. All right, let's get into episode 9.
Yeah.
Okay, so first things first, let's talk about the lackluster dinner that Christine had for her family.
When I tell you I yelled that, I said, you didn't cook!
This is not real. This is not a restaurant.
You opened a can of corn and put it in a bowl.
Oh, y'all talking about the salad thing.
The salad. Yeah.
That's the food.
I all had, of it. I had Melissa pause the episode. Because I said, why are y'all putting a whole bunch of croutons in a bowl? Who has, they had salad, fruit salad, and key lime pie.
And some and shrimp cocktail that was rinsed like goddamn grapes.
Man.
I said, man, that's not even
a hold on, y'all. Raise her arm up now. Put an elbow above her head.
Because, Capri, I said, why is she rinsing this shrimp off like this?
Hold up.
What?
Y'all know. Y'all see, I like to eat. I love to eat. I'm going to eat after this.
You ate some shrimp. Some you food. Couldn't lay down.
Man, I still ate that shrimp. I've never watched food on a. Remember, what's that show they used to eat the boiled rhino balls and stuff?
Fear Factor.
That's what that food looked like.
Yes.
I was like, how are y'all chewing? it looked like food that come in a play set for a kid.
That girl opened a bag of peas and poured them in. I said, what is y'all cooking? It made me angry.
Ain't nobody cooked. It all came out of wrapping.
Oven, the stove never cut off.
Never preheated, never turned on.
They didn't cut that exhaust fan on one time.
They unplugged it from the back.
They ain't boiled no water.
Room temperature shrimp.
I was so wet
shrimp.
Outside shrimp. That's what that was. Yeah.
I said, now y'all ain't got to make white people look like this. We didn't had enough. Y'all wear these ugly clothes, okay? Y'all up here with these harsh drawn on eyebrows. Stop her doing this.
She got parentheses for eyebrows. What's her name?
Which one? Mary Ann Robin got terrible brows.
That's why Mary quotation marks. Is so aggressive to me. It's them eyebrows.
Because they go in
hair.
Too far too.
They do.
Yeah. Yeah.
She got hairline replacement surgery.
For sure.
Yes, it's
she
definitely.
She got the unit I got.
Anytime you look at her now, you won't not be able to
it's
see
rigid.
It.
Okay, I can't
yeah.
wait.
It'd be like.
Yeah, it's very, it's very like? Perfection. Yeah, it's very perfection.
She didn't make that lace good.
Then can we talk about all the tea that happened at said dinner?
We had so me and Melissa had to rewind it about 5 times because Gwendolyn?
Yes, without the O.
I want to say something.
That woman's name is Gwendolyn.
Put that doggone vowel back in there and stop playing on my TV screen.
Gwendolyn.
Gwendolyn.
Why are y'all? That's an important letter in Gwendolyn.
That's black. If she was black, her name be Gwendolyn.
By the way, one of my favorite black things is calling people who are named Cheryl, Cheryl.
Yeah.
That's Gwendolyn for black.
Cheryl? What is Cheryl?
We got a homegirl named Cheryl. No one has ever said 2 syllables with that girl.
That's Cheryl. Her name is Cheryl.
Cheryl.
And her name is Cheryl Ray.
It is Cheryl Ray.
Cheryl Ray.
It should just be Shirley.
It's just Shirley.
I had an aunt. Her name was Mary. Middle name now, last name was Miller. Mary Miller.
Yep.
My uncle, her husband, guess what he called her?
Mermilla.
That was her name. Mermilla. We called her Aunt
Miller.
Mermilla.
I got one.
No, not Mermilla. Mermilla.
Mermilla.
Momilla. Mermilla.
Mermilla.
Yes, there you go.
My great grandmother, they were supposed to be calling her Mother Willa. They called her Mulla.
Hold on, that's her name?
Yes.
I've heard Mulla. Our entire relationship
Mother
to this point. I thought it was.
Willa.
I thought
it became.
I thought Mulla wasn't just a nickname.
It is. Mulla is a nickname for Mother Miller.
Call me Bobby.
I mean, Mother Willa.
Hilarious.
Mulla.
But
Jehoshaphat, what's that boy's name that was at the left side of the table?
Garrison.
That's what I said.
Insurrectionist or the other little boy?
Come on. You know he was there.
Because he was.
Yeah. Didn't I say that?
He's the one with the different political views.
Oh, as soon as he stood up and said, all right, guys, that's enough. Angel said, oh, he's far
that's
right.
That's enough. We should stop talking. Let's stop talking about the trauma. I said, oh, that's the one that liked the Trump.
Yes, 100%.
I said, because he talking too strong.
Yes,
the white
he did. Yes.
To these women. She was like, it's your house. Do
it's your house. But I've determined. Oh, say your whole thought because you was about to say something about.
No, go ahead. Get to it.
I don't want y'all to go away from the names. I want to share one more with y'all.
You talking about McKelty?
No, I'm talking about. Ask my grandmother's person.
God dang.
That's why I said go ahead because I knew it was going to run from you.
I got another one.
Okay, just go. Real quick. Okay, go ahead.
I don't know. Angel knows my cousin LaFern.
Yeah, what they call her?
Just Fern.
Oh yeah, they're just taking off the. Sometimes the syllables don't really matter.
Okay.
So what matters to her? She don't like people call her
that.
I
know. That's why we call her LaFern.
Her whole family call her Fern.
I have an Aunt Cobby.
Oh, yeah. Aunt Cobby.
And an Aunt BB.
Mm-hmm. And Aunt BB.
I found out their real names at my brother's funeral.
Oh, no. At the funeral.
At Jason's funeral.
That's what I said. At the funeral.
Yes.
The fact that he said I have an aunt this, I found their real
name. What's their names?
Aunt Cobby's real name is Charlotte.
It is.
Oh, okay.
I said.
Oh, that's a full nickname.
I don't know how they do. Aunt BB's real name? Geraldine.
Sure
was his nickname.
I said, how the nickname not derived from the name.
It ain't gotta be.
I said, Aunt BB, how did you even get that? She said, well, they might.
And Aunt BB is fine.
She is. And she, so cool. Oh my God.
That's why she, let me see a picture of
her. She gave me $10 at Jason's funeral. We was going to She gave me rolled up. She gave it to me like this.
Because she still works. She works at like a gasoline.
She worked for
she be getting hollered at all week.
Yeah, she made.
What
money.
Is this?
Tell me what's happening.
You cut yourself.
She gave blood.
Oh no, it's IV. I just didn't take it off.
But she does heroin. Tell them the truth.
First of all, heroin addicts don't bandage it up.
She's new to it. My baby gave me this $10. Closed the $10 up and said, "Now listen, you use this first." I was going to the grocery store to spend $300.
She closed first. I got paid for parking. Ain't gonna eat this up.
Melissa looked at me. She was like, "Just take it, Kevin. It's her helping."
Yeah,
because she meant it sincerely. I love Aunt Bibi. She's very cool.
She's great.
Okay, moving on. Insurrectionist. Okay, can we talk about the stirrup of trouble that Christine is at this dinner? Everything is a surprise to her.
She is
when
so
she knows all
she's
the
so,
cheese.
She is first of all, she's so fake and she's so toxic. Awful.
She's toxic
at this. She has been poking and prodding. She won't be happy until Cody has.
She wants
no
the whole
life.
House to burn down. She
wants the rest of his hair to fall out.
Who was she talking to? Savannah.
You see his hair pulled back.
What's your relationship like with Brianna?
And talk about she didn't know. You lying.
You guys don't talk.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Why don't you talk?
She's trash.
Why do y'all hate her?
She's as trash as that food.
I tried to forewarn y'all. I said she's a Disney villain.
She is.
Fully.
She's smiling your face all the while trying to take your place. Backstabbers. That's her.
No, she's doing it in your face. Does this hurt? Because I'm stabbing you.
She's been getting Janelle slowly but surely pulling her away from Cody more and more. Do you mind if I talk negatively about him at this little fake dinner? Uh-huh. You know? Okay.
She all about it.
I celebrate. First of all, I had one anniversary when we was together. Now I celebrate two. Yeah. My anniversary is an ex-anniversary, and the day I left him is also a day of celebration.
I mean, but on the other hand, she's literally just standing on the front yard throwing gasoline on this burning house.
Absolutely.
The house is already engulfed. You can't save it. So yes. She's just dousing it. That's all she's doing.
I want the flames to go higher.
From she got a cup full of gas.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that she is acting surprised at Savannah and relationships being non-existent.
When Brianna started crying like her mama, it made me mad. I said, get them goddamn old tears off of here.
There was no tears.
She said,
She's
the
like,
way her sure. eyebrow furls in the middle, just like Robin.
You don't even need you don't need to tell me that that's her daughter. She has every
mannerism.
The fact that she cries a lot is like her mama, but the face she makes is like her mama.
Oh, it's like she got fish hooks on the side of her mouth with weights on it.
That's exactly.
I was like, what hurt your feelings? I was so confused. She was like, you know, I thought that, you know, we grew up together so that, but you ain't talking to her either. So what are you saying?
What did Savannah say? Gwendolyn, where's the trauma? Because my dad prefers you.
Listen, they are not friends.
They're not family.
They don't like each other.
She said they pass each other in the hallway with no acknowledgement.
They don't talk. She called the other ones her siblings. She said, I mean, I talk to my siblings. The shade.
It's hard to keep up with them doggo kids. I need you to keep the storyline with the wives.
I told y'all, don't nobody care about them damn kids.
I will say that, what's her name? Savannah had a glow up. Because when they were showing her as a little kid, I said, that can't be the same baby.
Savannah was next to... Which one, Savannah?
She was Savannah's the real, real blonde one, and she was the first girl on the set first.
The shrimp.
Correct. Gwendolyn came in later. She has like dirty blonde, brown.
She's
hair.
The one that's the mom. Her mama is Big Christine. Booty Judy.
Yeah.
Her mama's Janelle.
To me, they had 20 epaulets.
Because they all look the
they
same.
They all look the same.
No, Savannah had a glow up. I'm like, okay, you look cute, little white girl. But when she was, I wouldn't have seen that trajectory for her when she was younger.
No.
I said, that can't be her. They got the wrong child on here.
She, let me look up Savannah Brown.
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
The other thing that I want to talk about with this dinner is, hold on, let me show Kev who this girl is. Images.
Yeah, so Garrett talks to Aurora.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
Gabe.
True.
This is the,
His name is Garrett. His name is Gabe.
Yeah, I think it was Gabe that was talking about.
Y'all told me his name was Garrett. Y'all set me up for the okey-doke.
What, because wasn't it Garrison and Gabe at the dinner?
Yeah, it's Gabriel.
Okay, this is the other thing that everyone has their words, right?
Yes.
Christine's enjoying everybody trashing the dad, trashing Robin, all of the kids. Yes, give me more. I'm becoming the supervillain I always wanted to be. Gwendolyn, I don't care about him. It hurts, but I don't care. Yeah. Garrison, I don't need a father figure. I am an adult. Gabe is sitting in that corner and didn't speak one word. That boy will be in therapy from now until Jesus' return. I feel
he goes to heaven. He's gonna be like, y'all got therapists up here.
I feel so he feels this deeply. Remember, Gabe is the one that
the birthday.
Oh, he's birthday boy.
Yeah.
That his dad fussed at and forgot about his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to say it. I need a dad. I know y'all hate him, but
everyone's like, there having a good time gossiping, and he's just
sad.
He's sad.
Boy. Now is Gabe Janelle's son?
Yes,
and then Jehoshaphat, that other one at the end, the
insurrectionist.
Is that Janelle's son?
I think so.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Let's look. Or are they both Gabe and Garrison Brown?
Because I thought Gwendolyn.
They all have the same last name, too? Lord.
Gwendolyn and Gabe are siblings.
I don't know.
And Jehoshaphat's on his own.
Okay, hold on.
I can't keep up with the children.
They both
Savannah.
Look like.
Well, they all look like.
They both look like Janelle's, like though.
That's all we know.
Is there what?
They all hate Robin.
That's the one through
line. Garrison, Gabe, and Gwendolyn are all. Don't know whose kids they are.
They ain't got no family tree.
Somebody
Gabe
tell
and
me.
And Garrison.
Janelle's. Okay, that's what I thought. They look like Janelle.
So Gwendolyn is whose?
I think Gwendolyn is Christine's.
Okay, so both boys belong
yes,
to Big
Gwen
Booty,
is Christine. Yes.
Janelle. So yes. Savannah, Gabe, Garrison, Gwen's. I mean,
y'all some black
Gabe.
Mamas right now.
No,
let me tell you that.
Gabe, Jehoshaphat, Savannah belong to Janelle.
Correct.
And then Gwendolyn is along with McKelty and Truly.
Yes.
Are
okay, so all the ugly names is Christine's kids.
Yeah, oh, Christine yes. can't don't know how to name a child.
No.
Every name is stupid and
that
ugly.
That McKelty, I said no.
McKelty is just like
McKelty sound yeah, like
Gwen
a
is Christine.
A soccer team.
Like
it
a diet.
Like you played Scrabble and knocked the letters over. And you're like, McKelty, that's something.
I do need a family chart. I actually had looked this up. Also, can I just say this? Sorry, my brain is everywhere because we almost closed out. I think we got one more ad.
Yeah.
Very good. We are the hopefully y'all get this because y'all been watching Love is Blind. Right now, the time continuum on this is not X or Y. We're on the Z. Okay. If you've been following Love is Blind, you understand. We're on the Milton timestamp, okay? Because I had to look this up. Janelle's birthday is in May. We watched that last week.
Yeah. Yep.
Then we went back in time because Christine's anniversary is March.
So they over here just making a so hosh-posh
of this like
show.
It's like the semi-truck that had all the episodes on it got into a wreck, spilled everywhere. They lost
correct.
The order. They said this shit was boring anyway. Just put them up.
Marcus, because 100%. there's nothing time-wise that meant these two episodes could have been switched.
Which is why I actually think, back to what I said earlier, Mary, none of this is happening at the same time for Mary.
Uh-huh.
I think Mary had nothing going on because she's low-key out of the mix, and they are making up a time for her.
And they keep them separate. They keep them separate, so it doesn't matter. Like, because yes. they never
cross paths.
If you watch Westworld, I don't know if anybody watched Westworld.
Mm, yeah.
At least the first
this
two
is
seasons.
This is Westworld.
Yes.
You don't realize this timeline is not happening yeah. because they wear the same clothes.
Yes, you can.
Right.
Nothing's happening. Their bodies are not changing enough. Barely, when they were at that fake dinner outside, that was the first time the time even changed. It went
what fake dinner outside? Which one are you talking about?
At the end, where her ex-anniversary dinner celebration.
That was inside, the attic.
It was just showing up in the
outside
attic.
Outside went from light to dark.
Oh, it did. That's you're talking about outside the window.
Yes,
yes it
that's
did.
That's the first time I've ever seen any time change. And also, y'all are
they
lying.
Ain't got no lights out there.
They don't. And that's not a restaurant.
But also, no it's restaurant. Because it's still March. It's winter. It's just getting darker yes. earlier.
But yeah, last week it was May. Also, that restaurant was fake, and outside of the window, it was a residential area.
Oh, I already knew that wasn't a real restaurant.
Why do they have menus?
They walked into the old place mm-hmm. that they always go to, and then they said, now let's go up to the attic of a house.
Salsa Brava said, Poodle Monkey, that's the production company, y'all have used my spot mm-hmm. as a location for Sister Wives. You either pay me my money or you will find a new spot.
Yeah.
And they said, whose has an open
and
loft?
So they, and that's it. They found
that's
a bar dominium.
Bar dominium. Exactly.
Hilarious.
That's
because there's
bar
no wait staff.
No.
There was no people in there, and I'm looking out the window, man.
That's where Mary's supposed to be living. They tested it out.
They had the salad
bowls from before.
That's exactly what they did.
And they had fake pie. They had a mule glass because like they'll never think it's real.
They did have a mule glass.
Christine had a mule. People don't have that at their houses. People do have mule cups or whatever those things are called. Mm-hmm. Those little copper tins. People have them.
I have six.
Yeah, you're going to say you drunk out them plenty of times.
So I know they're like, this is going to throw them off. It's not. People have those. I'm looking out the window. There's children playing in the street.
I said, why are we in
this is somebody working on his car next door. I can see this.
That's why I'll never go visit that place. They don't have no good restaurants.
What's so fun is that I'm sure one of those, the woman who was asking all the questions is the producer on the show.
100%. She has a Sisterwise Facebook page. Yes. She knows all the tea. She understands everything. She's getting the updates. And she sat there and pretended like she didn't know who was what and what was
who. No. I think she's actually a producer on the show.
Acting like Christine's friend?
Yes.
How does it work? Where is he married?
So where does he live?
Make it interesting. Yeah. That would make a whole lot of sense.
Because why would your friend not know this by this time and y'all
like
friends?
Like Christine ain't happily spilled
and
the
who's
tea.
Meeting her for the first time? Y'all been together for 30 years.
If they are, they're not going to that dinner.
And right. How long have they lived in Flagstaff? You mean tell me Christine didn't know nobody that didn't
damn.
Understand?
Look at this discovery we discovering over here on Bald and Beautiful.
I was like, oh, this is a producer they didn't sat down who looks home. White.
She was like, what is love? And where do babies come from?
She was acting so dumb.
This is season 18.
Yes. And even the flashback footage when Christine was talking about when they met, they were like, we threw a graduation party for, I think, Gwendolyn. And for our girls, and they flash back to Gwendolyn in the graduation part. This white woman wasn't there. You didn't show none of these women. Actually, none of the women at the table was in this flashback. So what are you showing me right now?
Christine's friends for the ex-anniversary party.
Oh, Kev, you said you would never go there. I wonder how long it would take to get to wherever they live out of there. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, they live, you see where they live. That part of the country is big as hell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
How long will it take to get to an airport? It'd probably take like 4 hours to get to the airport.
Oh, yeah. You know that's a city where the airport is a 3-hour drive.
Mm-hmm. Why is old girl always in that city? I was down here for my ex anniversary. Why did you come? Because
she wanted to get. She needs to get paid. She at work still.
That's about Christine?
Yeah.
No, Christine is lighting fires. Just small little fires and waiting for something to burn.
Little fires everywhere.
Little fires everywhere.
Isabel,
she's slashing tires and then throwing a knife in somebody else's porch.
Yes.
Yeah, and poor Mary. Bless her heart. I'm excited about next episode because I'm like, yes, let's get to the nitty gritty. Go ahead, Cody, be the devil that they say you are. And tell her, I don't want you in front of, what's her name? Rihanna, right. So that she can cry.
I know, which, I'm done with this.
It is just, they've been disappointed. You disappoint me, okay? I want y'all to know you disappoint me, but what doesn't disappoint me is Lumi. Now, listen, as a person who's been traveling a lot, and you know how the plane be getting hot, cold, and then hot again, but it don't matter that it then got cold again. You done already sweated in parts that you didn't want to sweat in, right? Well, Lumi said, I got you, sis, okay? So, is your deodorant so amazing that someone would steal it? Lumi is. And I know that because someone literally did. Let me back it up. Lumi is America's number one whole body deodorant, pH optimized for pits, privates, and beyond. And they also have DO wipes for 24-hour odor control on the go. The wipes work so well that, yes, some deodorant bandits stole an entire truck of them from the Lumi warehouse this year. But to avoid California's highway patrol, I recommend you order it from their site. Okay, so let me tell you a little bit about Lumi. Lumi has a whole body deodorant. It's the first of its kind. Lumi is seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. Pits, under boobs, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet. Created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. Clinically proven to block odor all day, control odor for up to 72 hours. How? Unlike some deodorants that try to mask odor with fragrance, Lumi is formulated and powered by mandelic acid to stop odor before it starts. More like a pre-odorant. Hey, aluminum-free, baking soda-free, and paraben-free, pH balance for safe use below the
belt. I like to use it actually on a regular basis, but I'm telling you, if you travel at all, you need it because sometimes you don't have time to get into a whole shower. When we were in Texas, the way my body was funky, I said, give me this, Lumi, because I was sweating in places that I didn't know I had, glands. That's what they are.
Yeah.
Okay, so as a special offer for our listeners, okay? Well, let me tell you what it is first. The Lumi Starter Pack that I'm about to tell you how you can get. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream deodorant, and two free products of your choice like the Mini Body Wash or deodorant wipes and free shipping. So as a special offer for our listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi Starter Pack with code... the code TBTB.
TBTB.
Okay. And what I'm going to also tell you is that's at LumiPodcast.com. I'm going to tell you that again because I know I just jumbled it up some. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiPodcast.com and use code TBTB.
TBTB.
Again, get $5 off your Lumi starter pack with code TBTB at LumiPodcast.com.
Very good. Okay, can we? I know, I don't understand that either. Can we talk about, Christine being the spokesperson for divorce? Do we believe she is as happy as she is purporting?
No.
I do.
You do? Say more.
But I believe she's fully enjoying. I believe she's happier divorced than she probably was her last 12 years of marriage.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
She's enjoying every moment of it.
Now, I believe she's definitely happier. She ain't as happy as she's leading on to be.
Oh, yeah, a little bit of fake happy to twist the knife a little bit.
That's like in, 50, 60, 40, even late 30-year-old people that act like they so happy that they ain't never been in a relationship or happy that they ain't in one.
Yes.
You not.
Justine just be like, she be hammering what's her name? A little bit.
Who? Christine.
No, that ain't what he said. He said Shistine.
Oh, you did?
No, is it I think she enjoys...
she enjoys not Cody.
Yeah, and then she also enjoys that she can now continue to poke the bear. She can be she's enjoying being a mean girl.
Yes, because I didn't realize this, but low-key, Mary, the way Cody gets on Christine about being the bully, it's misdirected. Because really, Mary was the bully. Mm. She was the one that didn't get along with the other wives. She especially didn't really get along with Christine. And for the way Cody talks about Christine, she didn't get along. She was the best sister wife. She was the bully. She was that. It really should be directed at Mary. But I think because Mary is so far out of the picture.
He doesn't like Mary no more, so it
don't matter.
What I thought was great was the sequence that they did of a husband and a polygamy cannot have a favorite.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, it doesn't work. It does not work. Hilarious. It does not work. He said, if a husband has a favorite, it's based off of loyalty.
Yeah.
It's based off of who serves me best. And that's what I'm here for. Kevin, you can wake up. I believe you. You can stay awake.
I was shaking my head. Oh, yes,
I'm struggling too.
We almost done.
I was going to say that I've said this before on this podcast, and it's the biggest problem. His like for Robin so far supersedes. It's not like, Robin, but also I like this about this person, this about this person. His disdain for Mary is really funny in contrast to Christine, who recently divorced him. He is so apathetic about Mary. Christine, he actually has enough energy to dislike and hate.
Yeah.
Robin, he has enough to love, and he tried to smash Janelle a little bit for the birthday party.
I think they still smashing.
Oh, yeah. He got behind that wagon.
She got that freaky deep.
But Mary... He's just like,
does not.
I try to make you live in a barn. It wasn't enough to leave me then. Leave me.
I don't care enough about you to muster up the energy to be mad.
That's the truth.
I can be mad at Christine. You're not worth it.
The enemy of love is not hate.
It's true. It's indifference. Apathy. Yes.
Indifference. He just doesn't care. He just doesn't want to file the paperwork with Mary.
You know who hates Robin, though? That Jehoshaphat boy.
Sure enough, he
does. All them kids do. Mary Robin.
Like every child that's not hers.
No. I feel like he has a strong hate for her. The way, and also I love the editing of this. He was like, I don't want to talk to her. I don't have anything to say to her or her kids. And she was like, I think there's nothing I can say that's not going to make me a villain in their head. I said, well, you got that right, girl.
Yes. She's Aaron Burr, sir.
She is under. And the fact this, I don't know if y'all caught this. I got it. Cody said Cody said, all the ish talking my kids are doing, I want them to know it's reciprocated.
Yes, he did. I feel the same way.
Can you imagine feeling that way about your children?
These kids, he talking about them like they are strangers. Yeah.
1,000%.
Like they are friends that he met, had a falling out with, and no, he no longer fool with them. Those are your kids.
That's how trash of a person he is. It's like kids can be immature to dislike a parent, think they hate a parent and all that. You as the parent, you know this is my child.
Yes.
I'm their parent. I love them regardless of how we feel at the moment. Yes. He's just like, oh, I feel the same way about
you. Well, let me tell you, that's how I want you to ride for me, baby. Mm-hmm. I say that the way he ride for Robin is on a romantic tip. He's like, call y'all.
Yeah.
He did.
Burn in hell.
He said, nothing will ever separate me from Robin.
That's what he said. That's why
Mary doesn't get the disdain that Christine does because Robin, I mean, Mary still gets along, has some sort of relationship, at least at this point, with Robin. And everything is determined off of how you treat Robin.
Yes.
Because she's my favorite.
If you don't
get
along with her, you're a bully.
If you heard one of your kids, now granted, that's not what they're doing. If you heard one of our children cussing at me, you would punch a hole in their chest.
Oh, yeah.
See, I'm
like. They're going through a wall. I'm replacing some drywall.
Boom. That's what he's doing for Robin, but he forgets that he has other wives. And he don't care.
And he'll do it on behalf of Robin to the other women who are supposed to be his wife.
One of my boys actually did that to his grown ass son. His son was in like his early 20s and talked crazy to him.
He said
I didn't even realize what happened until I came to, saw him getting up and saw this big ass hole in the wall.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, McKelty is.
He said something to his wife. He's like,
McKelty is the bridge over troubled water for the family.
Yeah. I just want to make a quick note. Mel came in and sat down. And she's sitting on the couch and her feet don't touch the ground.
Mel's feet is about a foot above the floor.
I don't know why they. You it just looks got so a, funny. A lot of.
She's a 36-year-old woman.
It's a deep back couch, though.
But she can do this.
Yeah, she's all the way back.
But she looked fine,
I'm going to let Greg know I said this. His feet would be even higher.
Hello. All right. We're done with that. Anything else? Oh, last thing I want to say.
You can't bring up Greg, though, because my kids think he can beat me up.
He can.
He got it's a lower okay center for you to think of that,
but my children were
that's
lying.
Because Greg was a wrestler.
He was.
Yeah, Greg
but
was
I'm talking. No, none of that matters. You're supposed to believe in your own dad.
Greg throws shade at me all day. I got to throw shade.
Oh, Greg do be. Greg be shooting.
No, Greg's mother is shady.
She'd hit all the time and be like, I didn't say that.
Greg is a shady Jamaican woman. If you meet Greg's mom, you will get Greg more than you ever could. If you have spent
that's
time
why
with
I never miss the opportunity to yeah, throw shade. Yeah, Greg is every
his
time.
Mom is like she is water and shade. That is her genetic makeup. She never does nothing with all smiles and like genuine questions. She'll be like, oh, you're the woman with the disgusting rap song.
I'm like, you yes,
feel,
you know
feel
it.
Okay with destroying humanity?
Oh, man, you got a pimple.
I know.
I don't know why.
I just going through so much.
It's okay. I'm about to Photoshop all these pictures. All right. Last thing I want to say.
Come on. All that's of right. It. That's
don't
right.
Don't even worry.
Make me thin, too.
So the last thing I want to say is the producers of this show are messy because we're not going to get anything by the time the reunion comes because they've been showing the edits to the people to respond to in their confessionals. And I have a problem with that. They're not watching these in real. I mean, they are watching these in real time with us, but they're like, Janelle said this.
They sure are.
That's how they do on all the reality TV shows.
I don't like that.
Oh,
that's
you don't
what
like,
happened.
No.
That's what they do on all reality TV
Mel
shows.
Talk.
I can't literally.
They get them riled up. They do that on the Kardashians. The Kardashians begin. They begin them sisters.
No. They see the final edit. You're watching the final edit.
Right.
They're not watching it in as it's being edited. This is the rough draft, but I just want you to respond to this right here. Action.
Yes.
That's what when I got a friend who's in a major reality TV show, and they shot their stuff last year. She called me when she was leaving the green screen session, like a week ago.
Wow. So, I thought that they would show their stuff and then I'm like putting you in the framework of what I was thinking. I didn't realize they would also show other people's clips.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Talking heads.
Yeah, in the talking heads. So, okay, that was it. That's all. All right, y'all.
I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Thank you, my G.
Correct.
Thank you
guys so much. Relax. Thank you guys so much. We'll talk to y'all in about 2 weeks. Okay, bye.
Bye.